Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, March 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Despite struggles in the Congo, ministry is growing. Romania's moratorium on international adoptions continues, and a Christian school agency creates agents of transformation in Nicaragua. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo. United Nations peacekeepers killed and disarmed local militias there this week. This was in response to an ambush that killed 9 Pakistani soldiers last week. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says the violence is limited to the north and says peace is actually working well in the south. He says ministry has resumed.
We have just sent out about 60 bicycles for the evangelists to travel again to move out into the area. So this has been a very positive thing for us. Plus, all the lack of looting and restoration of the safety for the population.
Vinton says the Congolese are prepared.
When you have placed your faith in the government, in yourself, or the education, and they see a complete disorganization, disruption of their lives, when the gospel is presented in a biblical way, people respond.
$15,000 is needed to help rebuild their Bible college campus. Meanwhile, missionaries won't be limited to 1 5-year term of service in the Philippines. Last month, we told you about a plan that would do just that as part of their immigration reform. We received word from Send International's Phil Burns that the Commissioner for Immigration suspended the implementation of the new ruling. Burns says the matter will be reviewed at a later date, but he doesn't expect missionaries to be affected. Burns is thanking you for praying. He says you made a difference. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's word from the U.S. State Department that the new Romanian government may make an exception to the international adoption ban. An international commission is reviewing cases prior to the moratorium. Bethany Christian Services says other than that, the only exception is for grandparents wishing to adopt their grandchildren. In the meantime, Bethany continues to show the love of Christ through social services. They're asking prayer for the families during this time of transition. Next, in the wake of Hurricane Mitch's devastation, a new vision for outreach was born in Nicaragua. Worldwide Christian School's Steve Goering says they're building on that with the goal of creating a unified education ministry in Central America.
We have a school ministry that we're very excited about. The ministry is working through an organization called the Nehemiah Center, and we're reaching about 200 schools in Nicaragua and helping to form a new Christian School Association called SSN.
The program centers around a series of teachings called Agents of Transformation. Goering says that it has a three-pronged approach.
It revolves around personal life as a parent, as a spouse, as a child, and then it goes to your institution, which would be, in our case, a school or a church. And then finally, they talk about community. You have to be involved in your community affairs.
And finally, through a unique outreach to teen mothers, Young Life is modeling the unconditional love of Christ. Teen moms get to experience a week of camp while volunteers care for the babies during the day. Betsy Streeter is Young Life's Director of Programs for Teen Moms. She says the goal is evangelism and discipleship.
They've been introduced to Christ. They have some solid relationships. There are good things in place. So it becomes a great springboard for us to go to the next level with them.
Streeter says God's doing exciting things and invites you to help. Young Life needs 100 volunteers for this unique missions outreach.
He loves and has called us to care for the poor and the widow and the orphan. And these truly are modern-day widows and orphans, right, in our neighborhoods and in our backyards. And they so desperately need to know Jesus. And that's what we're about.
Baby equipment is also needed for the camp. Go to our website to help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ, no matter what the cost, from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.